Gender advocates and women parliamentary aspirants are calling on the government to accelerate the passage of an affirmative action law. The passage of such laws will pave the way for increased representation of women in the decision-making process and also ensure the realization of the UN mandate for 30% women's representation in politics and decision-making. The call was made at the end of a four-day workshop dubbed Strengthening the Capacity of Female Parliamentary Candidates for Election 2012. It was organized by the Institute of Economic Affairs at Akwansombo.
In a communique issued in Accra, the women parliamentary aspirants proposed that to ensure that more women participate in national elections, governments must reconcile domestic policy and laws with international and regional conventions and agreements that the country has signed at the UN and AU levels. They tasked political parties to adopt what they called voluntary quotas to encourage more women to participate in parliamentary elections, adding political parties and civil society organizations should establish foundations to mobilize resources and funds to support women to enable them to compete effectively in national elections. The women parliamentary aspirants urged government to ensure that appointments to public office reflect gender balance and equity. The women also called on journalists and the media at large to make a commitment to publish stories of women in politics and other spheres of life. The women also pledged to foster inter- and intra-party unity and network to facilitate their active and increased representation in parliament. The workshop was organized by IEA with support from UNDP and the European Union as part of the Institute's broad objective of building the capacity of women parliamentary aspirants towards increased women's participation and representation in governance. IEA Senior Fellow Brigadier General Francis Ajimfra emphasized that women's participation in politics is a key indicator of democratic governance. He stressed that women's representation in terms of their numbers and the quality of their participation in policy decisions are essential.
That was a report on a communique issued by gender advocates and women parliamentary aspirants calling on the government to accelerate the passage of an affirmative action law.